It was 4 years ago on this very radio program, I warned you from the bottom of my heart, don't take anything for granted, don't think the election is in the bag, and don't think things are just going to be getting better. I seriously doubt that they will. I've got this bad feeling.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the weekend edition of Truth to Ponder. I'm your host, Bob Bierman. I've been thinking a lot in recent weeks as we get closer to the election here in the United States. How are things going to shake out? What's the turnout going to be like? What will the results be? Will we even ever really know the real results? Will it take a long time? Will this be like going back to the year 2000, waiting? And I'm getting deeply concerned. I am seeing all the chess pieces moving into place on the board to set up several possible scenarios. And these scenarios frighten me in terms of being an American citizen. They worry me for my children, my grandchildren, and even great-grandchildren's future. I'm worrying about if they'll even have one. And here's what's really disturbing me. The narratives are being set up. The vitriol is being put out there. The call to arms, even on both sides, is getting louder and louder, as if by design to pressure each side. Then you hear some of these swing states are telling us that it may be days before we can give you the results of the election, so you're just going to have to wait maybe several days, maybe a week, who knows. And you know, we used to be the ones that sent Jimmy Carter around the world to oversee elections to make sure they were fair and honest. We are the ones that can't do a fair and honest election and do it on time. We are the screw-up nation. We are totally fouled up. How did we get there? How in the world did we ever get to this place? Where third world countries with paper ballots can have the results done in one evening. And Pennsylvania says it'll take days and we've got these modern, wonderful machines that can do it. What in the world? What are you trying to do? Harvest them after the ballot close, after the polls close ballots to do what happened in 2020? Yeah, I'm going to say it. And I don't care what anybody says. The election of 2020 was a fraudulent election in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, and in Georgia, and in Maricopa County, Arizona. I'm sorry. You cannot convince me with the shenanigans, the silliness, and the weirdness. And I don't care what Ratburger in Georgia says. You know, the Secretary of State and his little, you know, whiner, James Starling, stop it. Stop saying and questioning us. Both of those slime buckets should be in prison. They're liars, they're fakes, and they're frauds, and so is the election. Ratburger, if he runs for office in Georgia, if you vote for him, Georgia, you have screwed yourself to the wall. You know, Ratburger broke the law, by the way. I worked in government at one time as an employee. And I could not use a private Gmail account to do county business. I'd lose my job if I did. If somebody was to send me an email personally about some county topic, then I needed to forward that to my business account and write the person back and on my business account and keep a record that somebody had tried to contact, but I replied only using my county email. There's a reason. Because any email I ever did should be accessible to the public if they do a FOIA request. Ratburger used his business Gmail account. What business uses a Gmail account that's some big-time business? Don't you have your own domain name? And he was using his business Gmail account to talk to Dominion Voting. Why would he be using his Gmail account? He was trying to hide his conversation. The man should have been charged. Thankfully, in Georgia, the election commission no longer has him involved. So maybe there is some hope. Rhino governor, incompetent secretary of state, and a loser of an assistant named Gabe Starling. What a disastrous mess. How do you think Georgia, a conservative state, generally speaking, has two leftist, lunatic, liberal Democrat senators in the United States Senate? Voter fraud. Absolutely, voter fraud. That's all it can be. It doesn't make sense. Gee, Kemp could win his two elections, but the Senate couldn't. The president couldn't, but Kemp could. I've got a bad feeling. I've got a very bad feeling about this upcoming election. We have all of this rhetoric. James Carville, you remember him. I mean, the raging Cajun. Goes back to the Clinton years as a political operative. He's calling for an armed uprising. Literally. If you Google it, it's not going to really show up, but he's one of those that say Democrats need to take up arms if Trump wins. Now, I thought it was just conservatives that, were the election deniers and the insurrectionists. No, not at all. They are setting up a narrative. If this election becomes more difficult to rig, and if some reason Trump could win, and you start having states like Pennsylvania and in Arizona and other locations taking their sweet time and giving you the results, you know the cheat is on and the fix is in. That's what I worry about. They're doing it all over again right in front of your very eyes. And MSNBC is all upset. They're saying, Trump's going to lock up his opponents. Yeah, he better, because some of these opponents have broken federal and state law. They're liars. They've stolen elections. They've character assassinated people. They're holding people in jail. Something we've never seen. This is third world banana republic silliness being run in the United States. In 2026, the United States is supposed to celebrate its 250th anniversary. And I can remember the celebration of the bicentennial in 1976. What a huge event that was. But you want to know something? If things are not fixed and fixed soon, in 2026, we'll be celebrating the funeral of the United States of America, and this great experiment will have come to a crashing end as we become another Venezuela, as we become another dictatorship, as we become another one-party system, as we will literally have to fight our way out decades later. These high-level propagandists, and that's what they are, people like James Carville, they're predicting that Trump will imprison his political enemies if elected. What do you think they're trying to do to Trump? Listen, this reprobate, demonically possessed, and I say that not just for emphasis, I'm telling you because it's true. Joe Biden does not have one decent bone in his sick little body. He's a perverted, sick individual who claims he's a good Catholic and somehow my rosary and holy water and some priest doing something and saying mumbo jumbo will push my sorry fanny into heaven. Or at least won't have to spend too many centuries in purgatory. Delusional fool, Joe Biden is a delusional, sick, perverted fool. He's a crook, he's a thief, and he's a liar. He has been an opportunist since he got to the United States Senate. It's just like, what was it? Harry Truman said, "Show me a man that got rich in politics and I'll show you a crook." That's Joe Biden. Millions of dollars from places like Ukraine. Oh, come on. And we're supposed to believe that it's all legit? That he owns all these mansions and beachfront property on a senator's salary? This is the administration that has this political prostitute, for lack of a better term, and I'm serious when I say it that way, a political prostitute by the name of Kamala Harris. They have locked up pro-lifers, even an elderly, frail woman, for 3 to 10 years. Why? They prayed outside of an abortion clinic. These Moloch-worshipping, infanticide-desiring, it's like a fetish for these people. Dead baby fetish. That's what they've got. They have sent federal SWAT teams from the ATF to shoot and kill law-abiding gun owners like, you know, Brian Malinowski. Murdered a pre-dawn raid at his home right in front of his family in March of this year in Little Rock. And they've locked up dozens of nonviolent protesters that are still in jail from January 6, 2021. This is third world banana republic garbage, insanity, indecency. This is the most indecent, immoral administration in the United States history. And Joe Biden, the dementia now, look, he's now compromised. I really believe, and once again, this goes back to biblical warnings and biblical mandates. Joe Biden is suffering what 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 warns us all about. He has been given his desire to believe the lie and to be delusional. Joe Biden is an antichrist, delusional agent of the highest order. And Kamala Harris is worse. The danger is real. The danger is real. There is a real deep state plot to totally destabilize the United States. We are living in the most insane time that I've ever seen in my life. And the pandemic was just one of the tools used to demoralize, to destroy, and to weaken the resolve of people here in the United States. There's also a federal directive that's out there. And I look at websites trying to debunk this or minimize and say, oh, it's no big deal. Nothing to see here. Comes from leftist lunatic university think tanks. They're the ones that say nothing to see here. That allows the U.S. military to be called in to shoot and kill Americans during times of civil disobedience or other emergencies. What are they getting ready for in the deep state regarding November the 5th? What are their plans? They're going to try to steal the election. There's no doubt in my mind about that. Whether they succeed or not remains to be seen. Here lies the problem. I don't think American people are going to put up with it. And I think we are going to descend into a place that is going to be rather scary. What deeply concerns me, and I want you to kind of walk through this with me to make sure you understand, this is vastly more than a contest, an election between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. This is far beyond that election. There are elections going on for the United States Senate, the House of Representatives, and even many state houses, and not all, but many. There'll be a lot of changes. And the deep state that has run the show that is increasingly being exposed for the demonic individuals and warmongers that they are. They have got to solidify their control. And as far as I'm concerned, the best way they can do that is to have Americans fighting against each other in open conflict and warfare. And they've been seeding this for quite a while. I saw a story the other day about this 92-year-old lady in New York City. This guy just, you know, punched her in the head and she fell over into a fire hydrant and was, you know, injured. She's doing okay, as best as you can at 92. But she's now scared after all of these years, 92 years she's lived in New York City. And, you know, tough New Yorkers, I've met some, I know some. She survived, but now she's scared to ever leave her home again because of this direct crime on her. Now, as bad as that is, and then, of course, you got the lying filth at the FBI that, you know, that finally quietly revised their numbers. Yeah, violent crime actually has gone up, not down. And I think it's really gone up a lot higher than they even want to admit because they were ignoring certain categories of crime. Another story, we can do that some other day. But suffice it to say, the individual in New York City that viciously attacked a 92-year-old lady as she's walking down the sidewalk, just punched her, had been arrested 102 times. 102 times. And some of those charges were sexual assault charges against minors. And he was out on bail and did it two more times. Why was he even on the streets in New York City? It's because the reprobates that run the judicial system in New York City are scum. Just despicable scum. Look at Alvin Braggadocious. They're busy chasing down a check stub, but they will not deal with real crime. They're making up stupid stories about, well, you know, Trump, the value of his property, we need to get $1 billion out of him. Total garbage. Total insanity. And as this case is even being looked at, as I predicted by the appeals court in New York, they're scratching their head going, this is screwy. Trump will probably win that one on appeal. Then you got this lunatic lady that claims he was raped in a department store dressing room. And even the department store said it would have been impossible to happen. She said, and I was wearing this dress the day that it happened. Well, that dress wasn't even designed until like about 8 or 9 years later. I mean, the woman is just a lying lunatic. Needs to be in a mental institution. But no, she gets awarded millions of dollars. And so you get to call Trump a rapist. That's what MSNBC does, even though there was never, ever an adjudication in that line. But they run around saying convicted felon and rapist. MSNBC is not a news agency. It's a propaganda outfit of the highest level liars and lowlifes that have ever been put on television. There's not one journalist at MSNBC. That's why I call it Mind Syphilis NBC. Watch it, you'll get brain syphilis. And your mind will rot away. And you'll start talking in word salad like, you know, Kamala Harris or Joe Biden because you will become delusional. Mentally ill and mentally corrupt. What you don't realize in the background, as the deep state is setting up they're setting up the playing board. And our government is just goose-stepping like a bunch of real Nazis all over your freedoms every day. The Biden administration, Merrick Garland is basically leading the Gestapo, the secret police, the Stasi. He is doing whatever his masters of the deep state tell him to do. and he is so corrupted and so soulless and so anti-Christ, he has no conscience for what he does. He is literally what the Bible would call irredeemable. If Merrick Garland was to die today of a heart attack, he'd be standing at the gates of hell. His judgment is secure. And I'm only making that based upon what he has done, what he has said, and what he has promised to continue doing. The worst part is, even conservatives are allowing themselves to be gaslighted by those that are pulling the strings in the deep state. For starters, there's a free speech double standard, if you hadn't figured that out yet. And despite her claims of being a champion for the rule of law, Kamala Harris has no trouble policing your free speech and calling it hate speech and wanting to deny you of your right to have it. I'm telling you, they are setting us up. They are setting us up. Have you noticed, and this started to concern me a little bit too. Years ago, when I worked in emergency management, we had a lot of dealings in our division with things like the bomb squad. We had dealings because we were under, at the time that I was there, a sheriff's office. We also had the SWAT team. These were all part of our arsenal, along with dealing with tornadoes and natural disasters, you know, all the weird and hard to deal with stuff. I started getting a little bit of a weird feeling. I have known police officers for a half a century. I had good friends back in when I was first working in radio that were in law enforcement, just great family people. But there seems to be a slight change in some departments. They're becoming a little bit too political and too much like the military. And I've noticed that over the past, since the Patriot Act, all of a sudden, real military hardware is showing up in police stations. The real stuff. Sometime since the founding of this nation, and I think sometime in the last 30 years or so, our constitutional republic is gradually being transformed into a military dictatorship disguised as a democracy. We have so-called generals, four-star generals, that are nothing but liars. And unlike, and I watched a TV show the other night, you know, when you think about when MacArthur retired, you know, old soldiers don't die, they just fade away. Well, this current crop of generals, they don't fade away. They don't retire and live in a small house in Florida. No, they leave the military and end up working for big corporations like the Cohen Group that facilitates international stuff, especially for defense and NATO. And these guys, they know if they do their job in the United States Army, Air Force, whatever, even Mathis was a traitor, in my opinion. I mean, everybody thought that he was Mad Dog Mathis. He's going to do the job. And it turned out he's a swamp creature. All of them. Austin, every one of them. They are waiting to cash in their military time for the mega-million-dollar contracts from places like the Cohen Group. They don't care about this country at all. They have made a mockery of their oath to the United States Constitution, to our borders, and to you and I. And as far as I am concerned, these people should be investigated. And I believe some of these so-called lying generals, and they're liars, opportunist liars, should be treated as traitors to the United States citizens and Constitution. you have domestic terrorism fueled by government entrapment. What do you think happened in January 6th? They're letting them in. And now that we've got them in, they start throwing, you know, tear gas bombs at them. And then they expect they created this. There could have been the National Guard to protect. There could have been a lot of that. But no, they didn't want it because they needed this opt-in because they had to make sure that Mike Pence did his swampy thing and never investigated the 2020 election. They knew it was stolen. There was enough questions being asked. Look, Democrats did it over the years, 2004. They've done it many a time. 2016, the year 2000, they've objected to elections. They've demanded an investigation. They've had a congressman along signed off with a senator to ask questions, to delay the process, to investigate. And that was going to happen January 6, 2021, until they were able to create the diversion called January 6th. And then you get liars like you get these deep state warmongers like the entire Cheney family. The Cheney family never met a war they didn't love. They don't care how many of you die. They know how to talk the talk and fake the walk. And you know that they have zero conscience. You know they have zero values. You know they have zero moral integrity. When you get a person like Liz Cheney sitting down and being in thorough agreement with a Kamala Harris, and suddenly abortion is well, I'm all for it now. She lied to you. She always did. Always will. We have a weakened economy that's been created by government schemes that favor none but the select few. The Inflation Reduction Act was designed to do one thing and one thing only: to keep the borrowing going at incredibly high rates, which actually caused inflation, not reduction. The only thing reduced was your buying power. And what did that mean? And this may be a hard concept for some people to understand. It is a stealth or quiet or secret tax. They can't come out and just raise taxes. You'd vote them out of office. So what do? The prices at the grocery store go up because the value of your money has gone down as the government borrows more money for its needs. The government gets rich and you get poor. That's exactly how it works. And who else gets rich? The bankers that are printing the money. They get their cut of the action. The deep state, the banking class, and the government are the winners. The American people are the losers. And this reprobate government is trying to convince you that they can fix the economy. They're the ones that created this economy, and they will continue this economy because it benefits them. We have heightened foreign tensions and blowback due because of the military-industrial complex's profit-driven quest to occupy and control the globe. The war in Ukraine never should have been. NATO is a joke. I'm sorry. And we have fostered more wars and instability in the world since the 1950s than I care to discuss. And it's gotten worse with each passing decade. This training video, you can find it, about 5 minutes long. And it says a lot about the government's mindset, the way it views you and I, and the problems the government must be prepared to address. What's troubling is what this military video doesn't say about the Constitution, what it doesn't say about the rights of the citizenry, and what it doesn't say about the dangers of locking down a nation using the military to address political and social problems. This video is trying to explain to soldiers that by the year 2030, this video has been around a while, this all hell's going to break loose. That's pretty much the way they describe it. We're just running about 6 years ahead from this video from a number of years ago. This has been their plan all along. Total destabilization. Total pitting brother against brother. State against state. Take down the moral fiber of the nation. Corrupt it from within. Then use the power of the purse and the gun to put you in your place. The government is anticipating, in other words, civil unrest. A civil unrest, which is code word for anything that challenges their authority, their wealth, and their power. What this video from a few years back was talking about was martial law could potentially be needed. And this video is out there, and it was intercepted through a FOIA request, and that's how it became available online. The future of the military it's preparing for is just, you know, they're preparing for this substandard infrastructure, religious and ethnic tensions, impoverished slums, open landfills, overburdened sewers, climate change, and a growing mass of unemployment, and an urban landscape in which the prosperous economic elite must be protected from the have-nots. Oh, I'll share more about this and a few other stories you have to hear. All I can tell you right now, if Trump is right about one thing, you got to make this election too big to rig. When it's so overwhelming, there's no way to be able to tip it. I know that the voting machines that are owned, and I got a story about that too, I'm going to share just a little bit of it, about who really owns the voting machines and the code that runs them. Why do you think some networks settled when there were questions raised? We're going to talk about that and a lot more. If you believe in what we do here, and I know that over the next several weeks I've got to make some decisions, and not bad ones. After the election, I don't know what the direction of this radio program will be. It'll be here. I've got somebody that I'm talking to about, you know, increasing its podcast capabilities and outreach. And that's all well and good. But if I'm purely a political program, and if Kamala Harris wins, this program will disappear rather quickly. Trust me, this program would be harder to find as a podcast. There's always shortwave radio. The problem is, and I know a lot of you, and I need to share this. I know I'm running a little late for the break, but I've got to share this. The issue with shortwave radio, there are not that many stations. I have one that has been contacting me asking if I would like to buy airtime, and I would love to do it, but I don't have the funds to do it, period. And I can't borrow any more personal funds to subsidize. I just can't do it anymore. So increasing shortwave would be wonderful, but I can't. I don't have a product to sell. I don't have anything to send out. You know, it's just you helping me pay for the airtime. So that's where we're at. And the other problem is that nobody's building new shortwave radio stations in the United States. It is totally cost prohibitive. Nobody's buying new transmitters for existing stations because, once again, you will never see the light of day on the cost that those things now are. You cannot do it. There is no business plan that'll make it feasible for any of them. And so you can say what you want. There's no solid state transmitter that is legal to use in the United States. There's not. None. Nobody makes it. No one's designed it. The companies that could have made it clear, and I've asked, There is no plans. There is no desire, because they would never recoup their investment to design it. So an efficient unit that doesn't use tubes, tubes are getting really expensive and less reliable with each passing year. So we're going to have challenges in the shortwave side. That's why these people, that's why these stations have to sell airtime. We can't, the power bills are outrageous these days. Power's higher, tubes are higher, parts are getting older. Those that work on this equipment, like me, I'm 70 years old. I'm a young guy. And this is physically intensive labor. Trust me. But we want to remain there for as long as God keeps that door open. That's why we come to you. Would you go to our website, truth2ponder.com? Truth2ponder.com. Or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, 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 Virginia 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, zip code 24319.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
The duct tape redemption coming up. Shalom Aleichem. This is Jonathan Kahn, the nice Jewish boy, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you're going to get in a moment. There was a terrorism scare a little back, and the government instructed everybody how to survive a chemical or nuclear attack. How? With duct tape and plastic wrap. Hey, are you concerned with terrorism? No. Why not? Well, I have duct tape. But aren't you concerned? Nuclear explosion? No, not me. Why not? Duct tape. Nuclear explosion? Duct tape. All right, we're in the book of Revelation. The Antichrist. It's okay. I have duct tape. The cup of judgment. It's all right. Got duct tape. A third of the earth is destroyed. Duct tape. Armageddon. Duct tape. You're going to be safe because you have duct tape and plastic wrap. Well, they meant well. And personally, I picked up some. I picked up some duct tape and some plastic wrap, but just in case. But the fact is, it doesn't matter what it is. Whatever security we have, doesn't matter if it's insurance policy, possessions, lawyers, whatever it is. In the end, it's just plastic wrap and duct tape. There's only one who can save us. Only one can give us peace. Only one we can rest in. Only one we can trust in. And his name is not duct tape. His name is Yeshua, Jesus. And in Hebrew, Jesus' real name, Yeshua, means he will save. And if you're saved, that means that you get the same word. You get the word safe. If you're saved, you're safe. And we are only safe in him. That's the point. And in him, we are to rest and trust, and we can have peace. And we don't have to worry and stay up nights. Some trust in chariots, some trust in duct tape, but for you, trust in Yeshua, who's strong and mighty to keep you in perfect shalom. He's strong against any terror and more effective than duct tape. Well, want more? Ask for Secrets of the Soul Keepers on CD. Now, how'd you like to be more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, move mountains and live a super life in God? You can with Sapphires, the super spiritual supplement to turn your walk into a super walk with God. Plus, the incredible Mystery of the Temple Doors on CD. Amazing. All free. How do you get it? Easy. Just remember Jesus' real Hebrew name, Yeshua, and dial it. Just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. You will be blessed for your free gifts. But call now, 1-800-YESHUA-1. I invite you to join me in the Great Commission to bring salvation back to the Jewish people and reach millions of unreached peoples around the world on five continents. How? Just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. You will be blessed. That's YESHUA-1. You can touch the world. Or you can write me direct at The Nice Jewish Boy, Box 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. That's The Nice Jewish Boy, Box 1111, Lodi, New Jersey, 07644. And you can visit us at hopeoftheworld.com. Now, till next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be to you, my friend and Messiah, Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, the one who is better, much better than duct tape.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you back to part two of our weekend edition of Truth to Ponder, and I'm your host, Bob Bierman. Got several stories I want to quickly go through to make you understand that we are at an absolute crossroad. I want you to think over recent years, and really over more than a decade, going back literally 25 years. It's been a gradual process. We've had this invasive surveillance on people. I mean, you got to check out pro-life Catholics that might be going to Latin Mass because they could be really terrorists, you know. They love God and they love life, but that means they're a terrorist. These extremism reports, the civil unrest, you know, George Floyd riots being allowed to happen, you know, in Tampa on Tim's, you know, big cities in Minnesota. They want this. They want the unrest. They want the shootings. They want the bombings. They want the military exercises. They want more active shooter drills. They wanted the color-coded alerts. They want the threat assessments. They want these fusion centers. They want to transform the local police in your town to extensions of the military. Like I say, a lot of military equipment running around in local PDs. And a government database containing the names of any dissident or potential troublemaker. They used the pandemic to check out the lockdown scheme. And what's happening is they're gradually shifting us into martial law. And what's one of the ways they do it? Allow crime to go unchecked and claim it's going down. Yet you and I know, if you live in a big city, you know the crime is up. And anybody trying to defend somebody, like if you're on a subway, there's a trial in New York City. Somebody was threatening to kill people on a subway, and so he's holding this violent individual on the subway with the help of somebody else. The guy, because he's got drugs, sadly died. They were trying to hold him so they can get to the next station to get the police to take care of it. So who's being charged? The one trying to save people on the train. He should be hailed as a hero with a ticker tape parade, in my opinion. But no, we have turned it upside down. The government is getting us ready to accept a police state, even willingly, if not gratefully. The government creates the crisis, and then they provide you the solution, and you're stupid enough to believe them. You're acclimating yourself to your own prison walls. And you just persuade the citizens that it's not a prison. We're just putting you in a place for your own safety. Where's the last time I heard that expression? Get into the cattle car here. We're going to take you someplace for your own safety. That's 1940s. Desensitize people to violence and acclimate them for more of a military presence in their communities and tell them that things are hopeless, but this government of leftists can fix it. It's already happening each and every day. The world instability, the instability in our own nation. Think of the George Floyd riots, the summer of love, all of that jazz. Remember that? How fast we forget. All created by the United States government. The United States is not protecting us from terrorism. They're creating it. Cyber warfare, biochemical attacks, the nuclear arms race, surveillance, the drug wars, all of it. Virtually every national security threat that the government has claimed greater powers that they would take upon to themselves to fight, we're all undermining our civil liberties and creating the unrest. It's been manufactured. These people are downright demonic and downright evil. There's no doubt in my mind about it. And by government, I'm not really talking about, you know, the two-party bureaucrats. I'm, you know, of the two parties. I'm talking about those that are bureaucrats, those that are in the military, those that are lifers, and those that are getting ready to feather their nest as they move on to the next phase of their life. And the deep state, unaffected by elections, unaltered by any populist movement, has set itself to be unreachable by the law, at least currently. And so you get the types like Carville out there and others warning about civil unrest, civil disobedience. If Trump wins or if Trump loses, either way, they're going to get, either way, I'm not prophesying here. I'm just logically connecting the dots. No matter who wins the election, I am afraid there's going to be some serious civil unrest. And the goal of the unrest will be to either A, ensure the installation of Queen Kamala, or to deny Donald Trump the presidency on January the 20th. It's going to get ugly. It's not going to be pretty. And this is my fear. And then, look, good example. Maureen Bannon, that's Steve Bannon's daughter, by the way, who served in the military, is saying, you know, why is the Bureau of Prisons not letting her dad go? He's done his time. In other words, he has fulfilled the sentence given by a judge, yet he's still there. Maybe by the time this is airing, hopefully that has changed. But we now have political prisoners. Yeah, we've been having him now for years. When does he get out? I may do this next week, save this program. Whistleblower from the Department of Justice, FBI, and DEA, and DHS exposes the foreign control over United States elections and talks about certain machines. You know what I'm talking about, the machines. Dominion, Smartmatic, and a bunch of others. There's some ties to Venezuela and the and they're made in China. Just letting you know, these are things that are going on that you may not know about. And we may get into that next week. It's a scary story, and it would take more time than I have today to get into it. And then understand, paganized Moloch worship is being institutionalized on a global scale, along with Gaia worship and Ishtar worship. These are pagan demons that were gods in their time, forbidden in Scripture, condemned in Scripture, vehemently condemned. In the United Kingdom, you have people that have been arrested, prosecuted, and convicted for silently praying on public sidewalks, blocking nothing, not saying or holding a sign or anything, because it was outside an abortion clinic. You're interrupting the pagan infanticide sacrifices, and the pagan gods are demanding you be punished for interfering with their pagan ritual. You have people that are, they're just quiet. They're not saying or doing anything. But standing quietly can get you arrested. In the United Kingdom, even holding a pro-life meeting in your home could eventually get you arrested. There was a person in Scotland. Her name is Emma, who asked not to be fully named. Had a letter that was addressed, dear resident, as the purpose was to alert her that her home, due to its proximity to a hospital, is now in an abortion censorship zone. The inside of your house, because you're located within so many 200 meters of the property line of a hospital that does abortion. And so your private home is no longer yours. You can no longer pray about abortion or even talk about it because it's a protected zone. This is how insane the demons are. And the fines are like $13,000 if you dare break that law in your own living room, even talking to your husband. And then there's something else. How many of you, I'm a grandfather, great-grandfather now. 40 years ago, when I was in my 30s, I didn't worry about buying Disney videotapes for the kids and grandkids. And that was something I did. But there's a war on children now, too. Once again, the Moloch worshipers, they're also pedophiles, generally speaking. I hate to say it. There's enough evidence of that beginning to creep out, and they don't like that kind of exposure. They, you know, that's why we need to be salt and light in this world. Preservative, light, exposing the dark things that happen in darkness. Disney wants the hallmark of family entertainment and G ratings. Is now a school of indoctrination. Gone are the days, as you probably have figured out a long time ago, of wholesome, family-friendly entertainment with clear moral foundations. And now there's nothing but a barrage of sexual confusion designed to have kids not only accept but celebrate the radical redefinition of gender and homosexuality. And sadly, too many Christians, some of you, don't want to see it. Well, yeah, we're going to Florida. We're going to go to Disney World. If you go back to a couple of years ago, their endorsement of pride, their open hostility toward laws that defended parental rights, Disney's abandoned the family, and they have sold their soul, literally, for money to Moloch. They've sold their soul to Gaia to worship the planet. They've sold their soul to the goddess Ishtar to change men into women and women into men. It's not a betrayal of their values. They're actively working to dominate the world with sin and force you to accept it and bow down to it. Disney now portrays sexual deviance as normal and even heroic. There are movies like Lightyear, Elemental, and Inside Out 2. They're nothing more than Trojan horses for queer ideology or non-binary and all of it. They're going back to old movies, and they're thinking about re-releasing them and changing their, shall we say, direction. Let's leave it that way. Once again, it's part of a spiritual battle. So another story that came out of the New York Times earlier this week. The United States study on puberty blockers goes unpublished because of politics, according to a doctor. And this is what the headline was talking about. The leader of the long-running study said that the drugs did not improve mental health in children with gender distress, which is caused by these Moloch-worshipping school teachers and elementary school teachers and preschool teachers that are causing this, these demonically possessed people. They're discovering that these drugs, these puberty blockers, are not improving anything, and that the finding could be weaponized by opponents of this kind of care. It's not care. It's destroying of a young person so they cannot reproduce. In other words, if you tell everybody the truth, they might be opposing this. You know, J.K. Rowling's, whether you like her stuff or not, I'll give her credit. She just came out and called it for what she saw it. She said, so what they're saying is we must not publish a study that says that we're harming children, because people who say that we're harming children will use the study as evidence that we're harming children, which may make it more difficult for us to continue harming children. I'm telling you, this is where we're headed. And this is what the Biden-Harris administration is pushing. Pushing as far as they can. You must accept it. You must accept it. Saw another story that a lawyer and a judge in a family court, I mentioned this earlier this week, in Tennessee, called the father of three to be declared mentally ill because he believes in the Bible, and then threatened to call CPS unless the unvaccinated kids were all suddenly fully vaccinated, and it had some not so good effect. On and on it goes. They worship the god of Big Pharma. They worship the god of Moloch, infanticide, and they call everybody else insurrectionists. You go against these demonic, these demon-worshipping individuals Oh, but would they go to, but she was speaking at a church, Bob. Don't you know she was in a church the other day? Yeah, being worshipped like a queen. And then her off-the-cuff remark, when somebody said, Jesus is Lord, you're at the wrong rally. Yeah, that's right, he was. He was at the wrong rally. He was at the Moloch-worshipping, demonic-worshipping altar with Kamala Harris. So yeah, he was at the wrong rally. I'll agree with that. Our nation is at a crossroad. You know it and I know it. Whether we can survive is a huge question. The FBI quietly admitting crime went up. You think that MSNBC is going to report it? Of course not. Never. Never, never, never. It doesn't work. It's going to go against their agenda. They can't tell you the truth. And these propaganda artists are working overtime and around the clock and giving it all they've got to persuade that one last person that they've got to vote for Kamala Harris because Trump is Hitler, Trump is this, Trump is that. Trump is no savior, I'll tell you that right now. But I also know that Kamala Harris and a Democrat House and Senate would be the end of the United States, and July 4th, 2026 will be the funeral of what once was the United States, if they win. We will never make it 2 years to the next congressional election. It's not going to happen. We will never see a midterm. I really believe that we will be so far gone, so far controlled, so broke. And we're told BRICS is the threat because they want a gold currency, not the phony fake promises of the United States. You can say what you want about Russia. You can say what you want about Brazil. You can say what you want about India. You can say what you want about any of them, even in China. They realize that the United States is becoming a big paper tiger and yielding its influence. And they, look, they know the instability we've sown around the world, and they look the other way because it worked to their advantage as well. But now it isn't. And then I saw one other story. Funny, we have these high interest rates and high prices on homes, and we are now looking at the worst economy in terms of selling or buying a house. People can't afford it. If interest rates get lower, then they're going to watch the house prices go higher. They have created their own monster. And I think the 2008 crash will look like a day in the park with what could be coming because of the Inflation Reduction Act and all the other silliness that has come out of this government of literally insane people who, the only term that I've used in the past that describes it, they're all dying of brain syphilis from messing around doing things that they shouldn't do. If you believe in this ministry, now is the time to let us know. Visit our website, truth2ponder.com, truth2ponder.com. Or please make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, 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 Virginia, 24319. Once again, make the check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319, or support us from the website using Give, Send, Go.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder. Shining the light of truth in a darkening world.
This is Ancient Word Radio.